5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
The off-white, the white, the beige, the green.
Put moron number two on the phone.
He's put a green in there.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
A bit going on.
Oh, ho, ho.
Fat, my goodness.
Wow.
Some days are just different to others.
Yep.
Today, a bit going on.
Yes.
So we've got a jam some stuff into this show.
Righto.
Mark Geiger, of course, because State of Origin coming up
tonight.
Looking
rock
forward
league.
To that, of course. Rock by League. And then we've got the Hump Day Quiz, which is, has got a big free sort of element to it.
Yep.
I think that's building nicely.
Yep.
But, of course, the big story today surrounded the retirement or the resignation of Nathan Buckley after the game on Monday. So Damo shortly to tell us exactly what's going on there. So I don't want any buggerising around from you, Fat.
Okay, Jim, good to see you. G'day, Reps. How's officer, all right?
Oh, it's a shithole, mate.
All right, Rebs, hit it, because we're getting very serious.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
Righto, Jim, off the top here.
All Sports Report.
The NBL has a new cushion sponsor, Jim.
We've got a big story to get
it's
to.
It's important. They've
a
got
new
a new
cushion sponsor.
A cushion sponsor for the NBL for the finals.
What is that, Hutchie?
Yeah, probably.
Is that the supercar driver
so
who's brought that to the table?
Four of them.
Right now, we have got a big, big story surrounding the Collingwood Footy Club and their coach, Damo. Nice to see you jumping in at short notice.
Wow. Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. Yeah, we thought Carlton was the team that was going through all the rigors and the rigmarole of looking into its own coaching situation. The Collingwood's just gone, nah, we'll trump you there. We'll actually remove our senior coach and start looking for a new one immediately.
Those words interest me. Mm. Remove our senior coach.
So
it wasn't Nathan saying, I'm out. It was them saying, you're out.
It's look, Tony Jones asked the question, and I thought it was a really cleverly worded question. Were you tapped? Were you not tapped? What was it? And he didn't engage in it. What I have been able to ascertain, Jim, was that there was a conversation had between Nathan Buckley and the people determining his future. Graham Wright is one of those people. After the win they had on the weekend against the Adelaide Crows, and that was a good win, wasn't it? The way they structured up, played very differently to how they had been playing. But between that win and last night, it was made very clear to Nathan Buckley that the support for him to go into 2022 just wasn't there. Now, there's partings and exits of coaches from their club that get ugly. This one's not. And I think it's to Nathan's credit that he was open-minded about it. Bill, wasn't he? Early in the year, he said it may be my decision. Well, it is partially his decision after what he was told on the days after the Adelaide win on the weekend. But ultimately, the club had come to that conclusion that that was it. And as such, he'll coach on Monday against the Melbourne Footy Club in Sydney for the Queen's Birthday game. And then from that point on for the remainder of 2021, Robert Harvey will be in caretaker mode.
So I don't, you know, I'm an unabashed card-carrying fan of Nathan Buckley, always have been. It looked to me, Damo, from the out, very, very much from the outside looking in, that he's looking at all the uncertainty around the list, around the board, around the club, full stop, and saying, okay, let's put some certainty into this part of it and remove myself. And if that's the case, it's the act of a very classy man.
And that wouldn't surprise you, Jim. I mean, you and you have spoken recently about this. You made him the offer when you first got to North Melbourne to be the coach post-Dean Laidley. And he ultimately said no and stayed at Collingwood. And here we are in 2021. His coaching career's ended in his 10th season. I wouldn't be surprised if he has some time now to consider where he's at. I wouldn't be surprised if he, at some stage, I think it'll be media next year, Bill, but I wouldn't be surprised if the coaching bug will stay in him. But when it comes back to the class of the man, Jim, I mean, you only needed to witness some of that press conference today to get just a feel for that.
Mm. Spot on. It was classy, no doubt about that. I'll tell you what, there was no leaks. You like that about the club, don't you? No leaks at all. No one knew. Even Scott Pendlebury didn't know. He was surprised and shocked. And also, he hasn't lost the players. A lot of coaches lose the players, and that's why they have to exit.
Yeah, well, I think you can safely say that, Bill, given what happened last weekend when they again went away with all the procedural requirements now, and they're annoying when it comes to the COVID-19 requirements. And they were on a bus, off a bus, police checks and whatnot, went out and won a game of footy that they weren't meant to win. And to be able to do it, given they'd only had two wins to that point of the season, I agree with you, Bill, that that's all the evidence you need when it comes to other players still playing for you.
Robert Harvey will be the caretaker coach. He's got nine games, I think it is. is. But they've got to pick up the phone, don't they, Collingwood? They've got to ring Ross Lyon. They've got to ring Clarko. They've got to ring Paul Ruse.
You go Ruse as well, would you?
Oh, well, of course you've got to make the call, I think, don't they? And how does this work, Jim? You've been in there as a chairman looking at new coaches. Brad's got to be another one, you would say.
I would.
Do you just ring everyone and anyone? Or?
Well, here's how I would think they'd go about it. If you've got a dead set favourite, let's say that is Alistair Clarkson, let's say. I would not have a clue, but let's say that would be the case. Then the first thing you'll do is check with him whether it's there's any point the conversation going any further. Because the way Clarko's wired, he would probably say no. And then you at least know and you can move on to your next.
Yes.
And that might be putting a panel together and putting a process together. But if there's an absolute clear-cut favourite, Damo, among that field...
You go all in on that.
Well, not even all in, but you would have a straight-up conversation saying, look, we want to talk to you about this role. Is there any interest in with you? If the answer to that is yes, then that's where you go.
Well, the problem they've got in their space, guys, and I'm massive on this, that who makes that phone call? Because...
Graham Wright?
That's the interesting bit.
This is the interesting bit. Graham Wright probably makes a phone call, Bill, but if you're Alistair Clarkson, let's make him the exhibit A in this conversation. The next question you say, okay, but who's running the club?
Yeah,
is it Mark Corder? Is it Jeff Brown? I've spoken to Jeff Brown today. He's happy to go on record saying, we need to sort this out soon now. Mm. And it's another layer of chaos that this club has now endured since all the way back to the trade period of last year. We had the Do Better report, not just the contents of the Do Better report, but the handling of it publicly. Mm-hmm. It led to Eddie Maguire standing down, the dilly-dallying between Mark Corder and Peter Murphy, who takes over. It took them 3 months to make it Mark Corder. We then get Jeff Brown coming in. Yep. We get to this stage, Bill. Mm. You're having that conversation with Alistair Clarkson. He's too smart to say, yep, I'm in.
That's right.
That's a very good point you make, and it is something they need to address and clean up really quickly.
It won't be the same Collingwood as we've known it. With Eddie there and with Bucks there, big personalities, it's not going to be the same Collingwood anymore, is it?
It's a great point, Bill, because if you look when Nathan Buckley first got to the club, as he reminded us all today, November 1993, since that moment, he's had 1 year off the club. That was the year after he retired at the end of 2007 and then came back as an assistant coach, came back and then went into the coaching job. So 1 year gap in a 27-year time frame for him. And as we know, Eddie Maguire joined not long after that period in time.
Add to that Mick Malthouse and add to that, you know, Jeff Walsh. I mean, they've always been a club full of big personalities.
Big personalities.
So it is going to be a different landscape. I don't want us to finish this conversation, Purple, without acknowledging how bloody good he's been. Yeah, but for Dom Sheed kicking the unkickable he wins a grand final.
Well, 260 games he played. He won six Copelands. Six.
Yep.
Six best and fairest, of course. Won a Brownlow and a Norm Smith there, Jim. Seven All-Australians. Seven.
Yeah.
I'm more talking about his coaching career, though.
Then we go into the coaching. All right. But he was a great – he's been there for a long, long time.
Soon to stay.
And then coached 217 games, won 116 of those.
And in the American terminology, Bill, when they talk about sports, a winning coach. His percentage was better than 50-50.
Five finals, 54%. Yeah. And, of course, the one you're talking about, the 2018 Grand Final.
But a prelim the next year that they just lost to the Giants, and then they won a final in Perth last year under Buck. So
and a prelim back in his very first year in 2012. And okay, they're coming off a premiership year, but it's still a prelim for him. And as you say, another season which had a winning final in as recently as last year.
So he has been a star. And as I say, the class in which he's exited and looked after the organisation on the way out, I think says a lot about the man. So what have we got midweek rub with you, Damo?
Yes.
We've stolen you away, but you're going to be doing that?
With Joey and Dark and Daisy, yes.
Oh, beautiful. All right. We look forward to downloading that, but thanks for joining us.
You can grab that on the listener app, by the way. Up next, Mark Geyer, because the
Rugby League
State of Origin is happening tonight in Townsville.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Are you fluent in piano?
No.
Are you fluent in piano?
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The State of Origin Game 1 is on tonight in Townsville, and you can listen to it if you're in Victoria or in Adelaide on the listener app.
State of Origin Game 1 is on tonight.
And here we go again. How good is State of Origin?
It's the best.
And after being stunned by a young Queensland side last year, New South Wales will be hoping to get the shield back. Maybe they need to channel a little bit of our next guest.
Mark Geyer's in the bin for 10 minutes. He's been in trouble with the referee too many times.
Please welcome Mark Geyer.
And by the way, if you're smart enough to download the listener app and listen, MG, of course, joined by Wendell Saylor, the Dell,
good.
Ryan Gerd, hurdler. Dan Ganane calling the socks off it.
Wow.
It's a beautiful lineup on Triple M. MG, welcome to you.
JB, g'day, buddy. How are you, Billy?
Yeah, good, mate. And I talk about a young Queensland side last year. I think it was known as the worst Queensland side ever. And they won it, of course. So this is a huge game for the Blues. They're short favourites. And they must win, Marco, because the next game is in Queensland.
Yeah, and obviously we all thought we were coming to Melbourne for Origin, which we're all looking forward to. And good luck to you guys getting out on this Thursday. Good news for all the Victorians. Look, last year they were kind of the underdogs, and a couple of ex-Blues happened to say the wrong thing and call it the worst team of all time. A couple of journalists said the same thing, and that was just ammunition for these young blokes. Wayne Bennett was obviously their coach last year, and he's not there this year, which is a plus for us. The only negative is that it's been played in Townsville, which is a home game, but which will suit our guys.
Yeah, indeed. Is it obviously sold out? It would have sold out pretty quickly, I reckon, up there in Townsville. They got nothing else to do.
No, there was 29,000 seats at this new custom-made stadium in North Bend, and the tickets went out quickly. That the tents are now $400 for a double in about 5 k's out of town. So
tents.
They're a little two-man tent, baby.
Jeez, that's intense, isn't it?
Now,
that's
now, MG, has the commentary team assembled just to get ready for the last couple of days?
Yes, mate. We've had our little away trip just to get down to clear the nodules, clear the throat, to get ready for all the highs and the lows of Origin.
What have you gone through? How many slabs?
That's a couple of cases of red wine, actually, to be honest.
Or the Dell. When he hits the road, Bill, hell breaks loose.
It was a road trip, Dell.
Hey, I was asking Bill before, Daly Cherry Evans, seriously, is this his 40th Origin game? How long has he been around for?
Yeah, he's on a rich deal with Manly about 7 years ago, and he's in the up here of that. $1.3 million he's on. He's the highest paid in the league, and look, he's a danger. He's a danger tonight, in all sincerity. He's a campaigner. He's been there a while. He's got the Melbourne Storm juggernaut next to him, and Harry Grant as well, a dummy half, who will be playing 80 minutes. So they're the three guys who New South Wales will be wary of. Next player who is now playing with the Titans.
We're losing MG. The quality of the line we've got's not great.
And you actually sound a lot better than normal, but... we'll let you go, but New South Wales win, yeah?
They win, mate. 24-14.
Beautiful. That's all we wanted. Thank you, mate.
See you, boys.
See you, mate.
Don't forget, you can listen to State of Origin on the Listener app. Just download it. It takes 2 seconds. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere, and you can listen to the Rugby League tonight.
Rugby League.
Coming up next, it is Bill's Hump Day Quiz on the Rush Hour.
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And in Melbourne, we call it a slab, Jim.
Well, what's a slab of beer bought you, Bill?
So get the vernacular right.
How did he get that?
That's unbelievable.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and it's the time of the week for this.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Jim has to say something first.
Themed one. We'll set it up properly.
Well, it's themed on, of course, the Big Freeze. Big Freeze 7 is coming up, Jimmy boy. Yeah. And the Queen's birthday, a Melbourne-Collingwood game. Mm-hmm. Hasn't that changed a little bit now? We like Collingwood in this little office, don't we? Oh,
you do. I'm still staying with Melbourne myself.
I'll do it for the coach, Jim. Yes. And we got a couple of contestants. We got the magnificent Sean out there in Croydon. Okay, Shawnee.
Hello.
Or even Alex.
Alex in Croydon, that's me.
Alex is in Croydon.
Hello, fellas.
And Sean's Alex in Mornington. That's why I speak first.
Alex in Croydon. G'day, Alex.
How are you, Billy?
Going well. How's Croydon, mate? How cold at the minute?
Cold, wet and windy.
Oh, yes. What do you do in Croydon?
Not much.
You must do something. Go down to the billiard.
Go to the Croydon pub.
Croydon. Billiard hall or something?
What's that?
No, don't worry. and we'll talk to Sean in Mornington. Shauno.
Oh, no.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are we?
You'd be peed off, wouldn't you? You're not part of the regional Victoria like Geelong is down that side. You'd think Mornington would be too.
Well, oh, it has its perks. I'm not going to complain, you know. It's going to be all over soon with a bit of luck.
Oh, good. I like that.
Good attitude.
Good attitude.
Now, you're a bomber, Sean. You happy with how your mob are placed?
Yeah, at the moment I am. It's been a rough 10 years, but with all the young fellas coming through, I think, yeah, we're on the up anyway.
Not as rough as Alex's mob, the Blues.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, no, we won't go pain. Into that then.
You've had some pain.
What should happen? If you're leading the review, what should happen there, Alex, at the Blues?
I don't know. I think we've got to keep Teague on board. I reckon he's doing the right thing, and we'll be all right.
All right, good. That's positive supporting your club. I like it. All right, Fat.
He didn't know what he was doing, Jim. Here we go,
best
boys.
Best of five.
Hey, Sean, you go. You've got to go. Meh.
Why?
Oh God. Okay. Fair enough.
He's a sheep. Oh, he's been Sean.
No. Yeah. Well played.
And Alex.
Didn't think this through at all, did you?
Just off the top
of just Alex and Sean as loud as you like. I reckon that's right. Where we're at.
All right, Jim. Good thinking.
All
good
right.
Thinking.
Come on.
Number one. Here we go. Who won last year's Queen's birthday game?
Alex.
Nah.
Alex. Alex.
Melbourne.
No.
Oh.
Sean.
Tolly Wobbles.
No. Oh. It wasn't a game. It wasn't played. Oh. William with a trick question off the top.
Oh, yeah. So we're really no further down the track, though, are we?
Did I hear Sean go, man?
And dropped the sucked in on you.
Number two, which Collingwood player has played the most number of Queen's birthday games? Jim.
Ooh, jeez, that is just, Jim. You can't separate them. But because he's gone, man, I'm giving it to Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Oh, it's a toss. I'm tossing up between two of them, but it's got to be Pendles, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right, he's on the board.
Has actually got Scott Pendlebury in the rooms with me.
Scott. 13 he's played. That's a lot of them.
Thank you, Bill.
Good work.
It's a lot of what?
A lot of games. Yeah. One to Sean. Oh, man. Yeah. Who is this slider?
Ladies and gentlemen, paying homage to the Queen's birthday holiday is none other than Freddie Mercury.
Who is this slider? Boys?
No, no idea.
No idea.
Oh, no idea.
It was the best slider ever to go down, wasn't it?
It was. It was brilliant. Nick Revol.
Oh, no. Nick Revol.
Too late.
Too late.
Siren hadn't gone.
Listen to Shorty. Down there in Mornington. Love it.
Here we go. Number four. Which coach tore his hamstring?
Alex.
Alex?
Paige.
Fakes. Good. Fage. So she's a ring-a-ding-ding one apiece.
Always is, Jim. Always. You can guarantee that.
We can frame that.
Righto. It's an audio question for the game, set and match and magnificent prizes.
Queen's birthday clash.
Oh. Who took this mark?
Bernie Vince drops it. Low. Oh! With an unbelievable grab.
I heard them.
Sean. Sean.
Hello.
Alex.
I'm going, is Jeremy here?
Yes! Oh! Jim, I tell you, you're smart enough, Jim, on your judging. I reckon that was Alex, by the way.
No. Negative.
I would have said how to, Billy. I had him on the tip of my tongue.
All right, so the bonus question?
Yep. Oh. All righto. A bonus question is, Jim, lucky I've got him up
my
sleeve.
Yeah, you've got a bonus one up your sleeve.
Yes. How many games within the nearest I'll give you... 10. Has Nathan Buckley played or coached at Collingwood?
Alex.
Alex.
500.
500. Not bad. Let's see what Matt can do.
I'm going 521.
No, 477. So Alex is our winner.
Oh, hang on. It's too awful.
And we've already got off. We got one more.
Hang on, we got one more question. Hang on, Jim, we've got to go to the judges. What is it, Jim?
The two all. Oh.
Right. It's on the early crow.
Come on, then.
Righto, we've got it now. Yep.
Well, I've got a question.
All right, good.
Because I know we've gone over all the questions.
So two all, here we go.
So we're paying homage to Nathan Buckley, who we love today, as well as the big freeze.
Yep.
Before Nathan Buckley played AFL football for Collingwood, who was that?
That sounded like a lamb. Sean?
Oh, it's got to be the Brisbane Bears.
Brisbane Bears.
Oh, he jumps in.
Shawnee in and winning.
Jeez, just a minute ago, Alex had won it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
With a scoreboard.
Well, I won it, then Alex won it, and now I've won it. Awesome.
Now, what can they
I'm
pick?
I'm happy to share the prizes, though.
Well,
good.
All right. Well, Sean, man, you well, can pick what you want here.
We got a $200 Neverland store voucher, which, of course, is your home of Australian streetwear. Neverlandstore.com.au. $200, like I said.
Brilliant.
Or a $50 grilled voucher, which will sort you out for a couple of really good HFC burgers.
Yes.
Oh, it's a no-brainer. I'll go the $200 voucher.
Very good. That's for you. And Alex, the grilled voucher coming your way.
Beautiful. Thanks, Oz.
And good luck with the Blues and good luck with the Bombers.
What a quiz.
Well, cheers, gentlemen. Have a good night.
Well done.
Thank you, Shawnee.
Have a listen to Shawnee.
He loves it, Shawnee. We should have a chat to him every week, Jim.
Yeah, nice.
Wasn't that a good quiz?
Yeah, that better one. Yeah.
Say what you want about the rush hour, but everyone's a winner.
Oh, yeah. And the thing I loved about Bill was, righto, well, Alex wins.
Yes, and then...
He's just drawn level with Sean, but apparently he's won. good quality. Yeah. I like it.
Well done, boys.
I like it. Nice one.
Well, Bill, you've got a joke to wrap up the show?
I have.
Ooh, that's coming up very shortly on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Arc de Triomphe.
And...
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Billy's Footy Tips. Love footy? You'll love Seekers Footy Tipping, with weekly prizes up for grabs, so you can join in anytime. Sign up now at SeekerFootyTipping.com. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
Yes, go-to product on the worksite, indeed, Seeker. And here we go with the round 13 matches. Yep. Not as many, of course, still halfway through the bye rounds.
Seven.
But Port Adelaide Geelong.
Oh, I like this game. Thursday night footy is back, Jim. We've all been waiting for Thursday night footy. I like this game. I like the Cats. They're the outsiders too. They'll get some good players back, including maybe danger.
All right. So you're saying Geelong win that game?
Yes.
Yes. I'm more heading Port Adelaide.
You do that.
SCG Sydney Hawthorn.
Oh, Friday night footy.
Well, hello.
Well, Buddy needs 32 goals for his thousands. Jim.
Yes.
How many will he kick against Hawthorn?
I'd like to think if it's a nice night, he can look at five.
Five
makes ten in my book.
Exactly.
I love him, and I love the way he's going, so I'm a Sydney man. You?
Yeah, I'll go Sydney this game.
All right, Fremantle, Gold Coast, Optus Stadium interests.
Exactly. Freo would be happy to be home, but gee, they've had some injuries. I reckon they had 6 injuries in 2 minutes.
Yeah, they did.
Including a Nat 5.
I'm hearing it.
That's a toss-up this one, Jim. Maybe Gold Coast because of Freo's injuries.
Oh, no.
Yes, and guess who comes back? Harry Highpants. Red hair, high pound pants. Rowell.
Matt Rowley, I did see that.
Wow-wee, Rowell.
St Kilda, Adelaide in Cairns.
Yes, that's where all the sardines go for their holidays, Jim.
Oh, no.
Cairns. St Kilda just, but they've got a few out.
Yes, North Melbourne, GWS, Gladstone Arena, Hobart now.
I know, and they like Hobart. They're a chance down there, Jim. I like it. It would be freezing down
Robbie
there.
Robbie Tarrant back and plays?
Yes.
Yeah. You get superstars for me that just walk, if they're fit and ready to go, they play.
They play.
They don't need to go down and play any VFL
footy. I might go North Melbourne here.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
In Hobart.
All right, Hobart. Yes. West Coast, Richmond, Optus Stadium. The big one Sunday night.
I know. Richmond, haven't they travelled some Ks?
Oh, yeah.
Gone back to Sydney, then they come back to Perth. Yep. I'll go with Richmond.
Richmond?
Too good. Yeah.
All right.
Too good.
Melbourne, Collingwood, of course, Queen's birthday. Some interest now with what's happening at the Maggies.
Bucks' last game. Will they get up for him? Will they find 5 or 10%?
Yeah.
You'd hope not.
Well,
you'd hope they'd been doing it.
That's what normally happens, though, doesn't it? Whenever a coach leaves, coaches that last game, danger.
I reckon they're $5 too, Collingwood.
Well, maybe not now.
$5.
Would they come in now?
No doubt they'll come in. You'd have to go Melbourne.
Yes.
But... would not be surprised, Jim, if there's an upset.
All right. Well, there
Melbourne.
You go.
Yep.
That's 3 or 4 of the available 7.
All thanks to Seeker.
Seeker.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw. and Brad, Billy Brown. So I was going to say James Bradshaw almost did
Better than that, Brad. Wish you're not.
No, I'm not.
I wish you were, but you're not. Tomorrow, yes. Fraser Ray joins us.
Oh, yes, please.
He's sliding, of course. We're going to talk to him about lots of things, including some of the better sledges he's heard in his time as an umpire. And also Australian swimming champ Gian Rooney.
Haven't seen or heard from Gian for a while.
They've got the big trials coming up and then an idiot file.
Surely not bursting.
Yes, please. So we've got a big show, but this has been a big one.
Mm.
We had Damo in talking about Bucks. Oh, we've had Mark Geyer, of course, State of Origin getting underway. A quiz in the middle there that, Shawnee. Oh, she was a special. So let's finish it off well, eh?
Okay.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Jimmy boy, I tell you what, the SOS to the world has worked. A lot of jokes coming in, and here's one that's a little bit fruity, but we'll just tame it down a bit, Jim.
Right.
A man walks into a pub and sits at the bar, and in the corner is a dog sitting down licking its...
nether regions.
Yes, thank you, Jim. The bloke says to the barman, "I wish I could do that." The barman says, "Well, you might want to pat it first."
Oh, no. That's inappropriate.
Jim.
That's not appropriate.
Well, just got to go over and pat it. Oh, no. Be friendly. Be friendly
that's
first.
Inappropriate.
Just friendly.
That's not acceptable.
You don't think so?
No.
I'm sure.
You
sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Still gave it a go with it.
Totally inappropriate.
Very good, Bill.